man goes to a construction site. This is in the old days in India when everything was done by hand. They didn't have any instruments or equipment. And it's Rajasthan, it's 115 degrees, it's hot, and the workers are working. And so the man goes, I'll first say it in Hindi and then translate. So he goes to the first person and says, Bhai, kya kar rahe ho? Brother, what are you doing? So he gets angry. Andha hai kya? Dekh nahi sakta? Main patthar tod raha hu. He says, are you blind? Can't you see I'm breaking stones? Very angry. Doesn't say anything, goes to the next one. Bhai, aap kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing? He cries and says, you know, gareeb aadmi hoon. बीबी बच्चों के लिए रोटी कमा रहा हूँ. आई एम अ पुअर मैन, आई एम वर्किंग टू अर्न फॉर माई वाइफ एंड चिल्ड्रन. थर्ड पर्सन ही गोज, भाई आप क्या कर रहे हो? ही सेज वेरी हैप्पी, सेज भगवान का मंदिर बना रहा हूँ. ही सेज आई एम मेकिंग गॉड्स टेम्पल. नाउ द सेम वर्क थ्री पीपल आर डूइंग, द हीट इज द सेम, दे आर ऑल ब्रेकिंग स्टोन्स, दे आर ऑल गोइंग टू गेट द सेम वेजेस एट द एंड ऑफ द डे. But look at the attitude. One person is angry because he has to work. You know, that's typical tamasic. Why do I have to work? You know, I should be sitting home and enjoying myself. So he's angry at the world, he's angry at the heat, he's angry at everybody. The second person is rajasic. He's working, but he's working for myself, my family. It's good, but it is, his total motive is selfish. Okay, what can I do for my family? But the third person, he says, I'm building God's temple because those stones were going to be used to build a temple. So it is the attitude. His attitude was, my work is dedicated to the Lord. So that is what Sri Krishna tells, that the work does not matter. It is the attitude with which you do the work. Are you doing it as a service? Are you doing it just for myself? Or are you being lazy or indolent? So these are the three types of people that we deal with all the time. Not only all the time, but within us also. Sometimes we are in a sattvic mood. You wake up in the morning, your mind is very peaceful. You have done prayer, meditation. Then you go to work, you become rajasic. And then sometimes we become tamasic. At the end of the day, I'm tired, I want to sleep. So how can we transfer our thinking from tamas to rajas to sattva is the essence of what we have studied. And in the last 2 weeks, Bhagavan Sri Krishna told us about the three kinds of jnanam, three kinds of knowledge, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, and three kinds of karma, sattvic karma, rajasic karma and tamasic karma. So today we shall do the sattvic karta. So we have done jnanam, knowledge, karma, action. Now karta, how does a sattvic, rajasic and tamasic person work in the world? So we'll do that, verse number 26, 27 and 28. So verse number 26, chapter 18. Mukta sango naham vadi. धृत्युत्साह समन्वितः सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो निर्विकारः कर्ता सात्विक उच्यते. So, sattvic karta, uchyate, he is said to be a sattvic karta. That's the last section of this verse. Who is the sattvic karta? Mukta sanga, he is unattached. And anaham vadi, he has no ego, I or my. Aham means I, the ego he does not have. Dhriti utsaha samanvitaha. So, dhriti means fortitude. Utsa means enthusiasm. Samanvita means he's full of fortitude and enthusiasm. Siddhi asiddhi. So whether success or failure, nirvikaraha. He is unaffected by success and failure. Karta sattvika uchyate. Such a person is said to be sattvic. So each word we need some discussion, so we'll talk about it. So the first one is unattached. See, you and I only work when it is something in it for me. What can I get? Then we work. Otherwise, I'm not interested. If it doesn't benefit me, I don't care. I don't want to do it. But a sattvic karta, a wise person, works without caring what he is getting or she is getting out of it. It is what I can give to society. Of course, the person will work for wages and all that. But even when the person is doing his or her regular job, it is as a service to society. Even if I'm a secretary or a receptionist or a doctor or an engineer, even a housewife, mother, all my actions become service to the Lord. I'm working for the Lord. Even as a mother, when I'm taking care of my children, I see Krishna in all these children. Ram, I see Ganpati. So every action of that person becomes a service of the Lord and without concern about what is in it for me. Anaham Vadi means then the person does not have an ego, a doership. See, you and I, when we do something, we want to write our name. You know, my name should be there. Even we do a painting at the bottom, big letters, you know, who did the painting, whether it is good or bad, doesn't matter. And you know, children is good, we want to encourage them, but even as adults, we want to show off. And the example is like the Upanishads. You know, the great rishis wrote the Upanishads, such masterful pieces of knowledge. They didn't even put their name. We don't know who composed the Upanishads, who the guru was, who the student was. Nothing is known to us, but the knowledge is so powerful, so beneficial. But a wise person says, I didn't do anything. Even though the work may be great, it is the Lord that worked through me. That's what even our message on the board is today. Be an instrument. So such a person says, I didn't do anything. The Lord is the one who did everything. Whatever ability I have, I may be a surgeon, I may be an engineer, I may be a scientist. But my ability to think has been given by the Lord, my ability to feel. So the body with which I perceive the objects, with the mind with which I feel the emotions, intellect with which I think the thoughts, the body, mind and intellect is a gift of the Lord to me. So whatever activities I'm doing in the world of objects, emotions and thoughts are because of the Lord's presence in me, Om. So even my desires become vasanas, become pure as a person does more sattvic activity. His actions become pure. How do we reduce ego? There's a beautiful example I heard somewhere, like an acorn. Acorn, if you plant in the ground under right circumstances, is capable of becoming a huge oak tree. Huge, extending for hundreds of feet. A tiny little seed becomes an oak tree. But how does that happen? The potential is there. But it can only happen when the hard shell is broken. See, the acorn has a very hard shell and it has to break that shell and come out under the right circumstances and come out. So you and I have the potential to be divine. Each one of us can be Shankaracharya. We can be Swami Chinmayananda. We can become Mirabai, you know. We can become Jesus. We can become Narsi Mehta. We all have the capability of becoming divine, great souls, but our problem is the hard shell of the ego. You know who I am? I have done so much. So that pride or arrogance or that ego is the one that obstructs us. Once you break the shell of the ego, then the BMI is the same as the Om. Om is within every one of us. We all have the potential to become divine. We just have to give up the ego and let the Lord work through us. Then Krishna says, Dhriti Utsaha Samanvitaha. Dhriti means fortitude. It is one of the very important values for in any field, whether you are working in business, whether you are in a profession, whether you are in have a factory or whether you are working in the field, no matter what you are doing, Dhriti is very important, the ability to stick to it. You know, the ability to stick. Obstacles will come, problems will come, but doesn't matter. I will continue to work, not only work as a, you know, why do I have to? No, work with enthusiasm. Whatever job has been assigned to that person who was breaking stones, so much enthusiasm. Because why? Because these stones are going to be, you know, put in God's temple. So that kind of persistence and that kind of enthusiasm in all activities, whatever you are doing, even if you are washing dishes, you are vacuuming the floor, you are doing something you don't enjoy doing, why do I have to do it? No, I'm doing God's work. God lives in this house. If I'm cleaning the house, I'm cleaning his temple. God is everywhere. He's there in the temple, of course, but he's there in every one of us. He's there in our house. He's there. So whatever activity I'm doing, do it with enthusiasm and do it with fortitude, determination. Obstacles will come. Public opinion, people say, you know, what will people think? You know, log kya sochenge? In India, we have this big problem. Log kya sochenge? What will people think? No. A wise person says, if it is the right thing to be done, it doesn't matter what people think. And a lot of times we find that these saints and prophets went against the tide of the general public. And that's why they were persecuted. Look at Mirabai, look at Narasimha Mehta, look at Tukaram, look at Jesus, look at Buddha. How many obstacles they encountered in their life because the general public believed one way. And this prophet comes and says, no, 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 you're all going the wrong way. You need to. So what do? We kill them or we persecute them or we mistreat them. So for a wise person, public opinion doesn't matter. Dhriti utsaha samanvitaha siddhi asiddhi nirvikaraha. Whether he has success or failure, it does not matter. So you mean he doesn't care if his project works, he doesn't care if his project fails? Yes. He says, I did my best. My goal was serving the Lord. I did my best. But if the project did not succeed, it was the samuhik prarabdha that didn't work. Like, say, a wise person comes and gives talks in a particular village, you know, talks, gives a discourse, and 200 people show up and attend his discourse. He doesn't get elated, you know, I'm such a great speaker, 200 people came. And the next day he goes to the next village, only 5 show up. He does not get depressed. He said, in this village, for 5 people, the samuhik prarabdha was not there. It was not in their fortune for it to be successful. He says, I am, as long as he's doing his best. See, that is very important. I do my best. I dedicate my activities to the Lord. If it succeeds, good. If it doesn't succeed, take up another project. See, that's what Swami Chinmayananda used to do. Every time he would come up with new projects. Some of them succeeded, some of them didn't. But he was never disheartened because his goal was very clear. My goal is to help mankind. And so when that goal is there, then obstacles will come. Look at Shankaracharya ji. How many obstacles, how many problems he had. But in those days, he traveled throughout the India. You know, so much competition. Doesn't matter to them. And we find that in the modern age, people get very disheartened. Oh, you know, things didn't work out, especially teenagers. You see that, oh, this girl I wanted to marry and she said no, you know, she married somebody else. So what do? They take a gun and shoot themselves. Or they go and, you know, put acid on her. So either way, these things are bad because just because one girl said no, there are so many other beautiful girls. So society nowadays does not have any tolerance. We find that people have no tolerance. We get so angry, we get so upset, we get so disheartened. So the ability to work without resistance, without obstruction, is the hallmark of a sattvic worker. And that is what Sri Krishna says one should be. In the commentary, Gurudev has talked about a nurse and a broomstick. I'll talk in very much in brief, but you can go ahead and go home and read. These are examples of sattvic workers. So how is a nurse? How does she work? First of all, she has no ego. Okay, whatever the doctor writes, she follows. So it's not my plan. And then she works with enthusiasm. Otherwise, she would not be able to show up. People are sick. People are... Every day she comes. And some patients leave cured. Some people die. Some people get worse. But she cannot let herself become happy when a patient is cured and depressed when a patient... If truly she is doing her duty, she says, I did my best. It was not the patient's prarabdha to live or not live. So that kind of work is called sattvic work. Similarly, Gurudev gave the example of a broomstick. You can read in more detail in your commentary later on, where he says the broomstick only works when there is a lady of the house, you know, who is cleaning the broomstick. The broomstick itself cannot do anything. The broomstick needs an intelligent individual to hold it. So similarly, a sattvic karta says that my body, mind, and intellect have no capability. They can only work when the Lord works through me, when they are in contact with that. So that kind of attitude when a person does, that is called a sattvic worker who works without attachment, without I or my, does not feel like he does anything. And when the obstacles come, the person continues to work with enthusiasm. And there may be success, there may be failure, but the person does not get disheartened or does not get excessively elated with success, because he knows today there is success, tomorrow there will be failure. Today there is joy, tomorrow there will be sorrow. Today there is heat, tomorrow there will be cold. That is life. And life is never the same. That's why it says in Umrao Jaan, kabhi kisi ko mukammal jahan nahi milta. There's such a famous, you know, words where she says, nobody's life is perfect. Everybody has problems, but we need to deal with them with enthusiasm. So this is the sattvic karta, sattvic doer. Any questions or comments?
Sir, I have one question.
Yes.
Sir, we are hearing your lecture.
Yes.
But it, when it comes to implementation,
yes,
it's very difficult.
I agree.
And I don't know, it's not just for me or it's for everyone. Maybe they have experienced. But we hear so many things. Means we hear good things. But when it comes to implementation, it is like it be difficult.
Right.
The way we act, and then after a few hours or something, we think, oh, we should have not acted like that.
Exactly.
So then why implementation doesn't come to the instant when we are doing such things?
No, I think everybody has the problem. Even I have. The thing is, first of all, repeated listening is very important. So keep on listening, because the same ideas in the Gita are repeated again and again. Go home and read it. That's why I suggest that everybody should have this book. So whatever we have discussed, you go read it so that it becomes pakka. In your mind, the knowledge should become firm. So when the knowledge is firm, then the response is better. That's number one. Number two, suppose this situation came where you said, oh, I shouldn't have done that. At least now you know that I shouldn't have done that. Previously, we never used to even know. We keep on doing the wrong thing. But now, this is what Krishna says in the Gita. This is what I should do. So at least you have become aware of that. So just becoming aware and deciding, okay, in the future, I won't do it. What it will do is, third time the situation arises, then the response will be better. So listening, and then also contact with Mahatmas. You know, we have so many Mahatmas and good teachers come. Just sit with them, listen to them, and you see how they deal with life. And so, and the third thing is reading about lives of great saints. I find to me that is most inspiring. You know, now it's so easy on the internet. You don't even have to buy a book. Just pick up the life of Tukaram. Read it in detail, even if you know it. Read the life of Mirabai, read the life of Jesus, read the life of Saint Francis. It doesn't matter what saint, Gyaneshwar, how many problems they had. So those things are very inspiring, and then becoming aware of that, and slowly this knowledge with repeated. See, one time you listen, it doesn't stay. I totally agree. But as you listen again and again, as you read it, as you think about it, then slowly that knowledge. See, there are three aspects. One is Shravan, Manana, and Nididhyasana. So Shravana is listening. That is the first step. We have heard or we have read in the book. That is Shravana. Then you go home and manana, contemplate on it. Okay, what have I heard today? Is it right or wrong? Is it applicable to me or not? Can I apply it in my dealing with my children, with my husband, at my work, at my family, with my mother-in-law? So these teachings, how can I apply them? That is manana. You think about it. And then third is, when the situation comes, you apply it. That is called nididhyasana. So it's a stepwise process. But thank you. That's a very nice question. Thank you. Yes.
I understand that in India, when we were growing up, they would say, you know, don't show off, don't brag. You know, whatever you achieve is, you know, God's thing. Whereas when you, in North America, I noticed that anything anybody achieves, they make it a point to say they have done it. And they show their confidence. Is the confidence bragging or...
No, that's a very good point. There's difference between confidence and conceit. One is you're confident about your abilities and you show it. But another one is to brag to others and make others feel inferior. So there is a difference. There is no harm in having self-confidence. You know, we even encourage our children, you need to be self. But it does not mean that they should brag or show off. You show off your money, you show off your abilities, where you make the other people feel bad. And so that comes in Rajasic.